Rejoice.
Thank you.
Hello, you're tuned to Spirits Rejoice, 2SER's summer series of sounds from an era of spiritual feeling and new musical directions for jazz. Andrew Kuduri here with you, starting the program today from an album recorded in a basement of a church in Boston, the World's Experience Orchestra, led by bassist, composer and arranger John Jarrell Jones. You just heard one half of the entire recorded album there. The Prayer from the Beginning of a New Birth, recorded in 1975 and reissued by the Now Again label in 2016. There's not a lot known about this group, but it did contain a large host of players from a Boston jazz scene starting in the early 1970s, who took inspiration from the likes of John Coltrane and Sun Ra and the philosophical reckoning in their music in response to the city's harsh socio-political environment with their own music. And if you dig a little deeper into the lineup of World's Experience Orchestra, you can find names like Michael Cosmic and Phil Musra, who also made stellar one-off recordings, as well as with members of the World's Experience Orchestra taking part as well. Music as Emancipation, right here on Spirits Rejoice, a feel that spread way further than America. Let's hear now from Japan's Masabumi Kikuchi, a protege of the famous composer and bandleader Gil Evans, working with synths here and electric piano on his 1976 album called Kochi Wishes.
Thank you. Spirits rejoice!
Be someplace.
Even today, jazz is very much the soundtrack all across Japan, and jazz may truly be an American music, but Japan is like its home away from home. We started there with Masabumi Kikuchi and Auroral Flame from Kochi Wishes out of 1976. The connection to spirituality is way more overt in Japanese culture, and if you've ever been there, you'll know it's far from cheesy or awkward. And that might be why there are so many great records like this one from there. And we followed up by going back to the States from one of the seriously most wonderful albums on the Crucial Muse label from pianist Joe Bonner, 1975's Angel Eyes. Joe Bonner spent some time playing with one of the prime astral travellers, Pharoah Sanders, before making this album, which is largely quite spare-sounding throughout, but then that piece, Celebration, just curls out, and wonderfully so, with the voice of Linda Sharrock, who is said to have done for the voice in jazz what Coltrane, Sanders and Albert Eiler did for the saxophone with her abstracting of gospel, folk and roots. Linda Sharrock has been performing once again after suffering a stroke in 2009, playing many festivals across Europe last year. We'll look at her work again on Spirits of Joyce, as well as that of her late husband, the late guitarist Sonny Sharrock, in coming weeks. The piece we heard there, Celebration, unique for the lyrics you hear on it before Linda Sharrock moves into her free-forming, wordless style. An ecstatic piece of music. Back soon.
Laneway presents Penny Drop and 2SER present UK Shoegaze Pioneers Slow Dive in Australia for the first time. Nearly 30 years after forming, Slow Dive remain one of the most potent live bands on the planet. Be hypnotised at their very first Sydney show at the Metro Theatre on Wednesday, January 31. Tickets on sale now through Ticketek. Laneway presents and Penny Drop sponsor 2SER 107.3.
Love Police, welcome back Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit next March for an amazing night of music at the Enmore. In just 10 years, the career of Jason Isbell has transformed from bit player in the Drive-By Truckers to one of the most revered voices on the American circuit. Adding to the music festivities is the legendary US band Deer Tick. Jason Isbell and Deer Tick, one night only, Sunday, March 25 at the Enmore, on sale now. Love Police, sponsors of 2SER.
Thank you. Ideas, music, 2SER 107.3.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yeah, yeah, yeah. see his face. Yes, tell the man. Sweet little cross, our saving grace. One man, one dean, one resting place. Yes, tell the man.
Vocals today on Spirits Rejoice. Beatrice Parker there up front of the ensemble Al Salam to start, and their album The Sojourner, another large ensemble that there is not a lot known about actually, but this album came out in 1974 on one of the central hubs for this kind of musical activity, the Strata East label, and one of the holy grails on many sad collectors' wish lists. But a really lovely CD edition came out in Japan some years back. We heard Peace from that album, and it's an amazing listen. Followed by the organist and pianist Doug Kahn, who changed his name at one point to Abdul Rahim Ibrahim, and after that emerged in 1977 with a self-produced monster of an album called Al Rahman, Cry of the Floridian Tropic Sun, which was fused with Californian soul, that kind of sound of the mid-70s in California at the time, as well as disco and gospel. He's back to Doug Kahn these days, in case you were wondering. Really great album, worth seeking out. You can check out full track lists and stream the show online anytime at 2SER.com, and you can find me at spiritsrejoice at 2SER.com. When the levee breaks up shortly on 2SER, I hope you've enjoyed Spirits Rejoice today. I'll be back with you at 5 p.m. on 107.3 on your dial next Saturday. I'm going to leave you with Steve Reed, the drummer who passed away in 2010. But before then, he had a late career burst working with UK producer Fortet, and subsequently has had his own albums rediscovered, and one of the standouts being Nova. Steve Reed, a New Yorker who played with James Brown, Fela Kuti, Sun Ra, Miles Davis and Ornette Coleman, and was also once a session drummer for the Motown label. Nova is fully credited to Steve Reed and the legendary Master Brotherhood. And this one goes really deep. Long time black. Have a good night. We'll be right back.